ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरयत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भागवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya means that we make progress in spiritual life by regularly attending the Srimad Bhagavatam class and or by rendering service to the devotees of the Lord. Icha dvesha sumatena dvandva mohena bhartha. All of us have come to this material world full of material desires, and we are covered by various degrees of lust, and we are suffering on account of this. We are Sat Chit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, and the body is Asat Achit, near Ananda, temporary, full of ignorance, and full of stool. It's not possible to be happy in this material world. No matter how many arrangements we make, and people are using their intelligence for making so many arrangements to defend themselves against the onslaught of material nature. Adidaivik, adibhautik, and adhyatmik klesha. Misery is caused by nature. Misery is caused by other living beings. And misery is caused by the infirmity of our own bodies. There are 8,400,000 species of life, and you can see many of them out here in nature. They're also eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, just like we are. So what makes us any different from the animals? Why should we have dominion over all the other species? Because we have the power to discriminate between what is right and what is wrong. We have the power of self-awareness to know what we are doing and how we can improve. We can, if we like, understand that there is an eternal existence. The soul does not die. If you search, then you will find, just as Jesus said, seek and ye shall find. But if we get this valuable human form of life, and we just waste our time trying to improve on eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, then we're just sophisticated cats and dogs. Yo va itad aksharam gargya viditvashma lokat praiti sa kripana. Someone who gets human life and does not use it for its proper purpose, such a person is a foolish, miserly person. Yo va etad aksharam garya vidit bashmal lokat praiti sa brahmana. Someone who gets the human form of life and tries to the best of their ability to follow the pure path of devotional service, such a person is a brahmana. A brahmana or a deva, a devotee of the Lord. Of course, if we're not a leader or a brahmana, then we can be a follower. Dharmasya tatvam nihitam guhayam mahajano yenagata sapanta. But we can only solve the problems of material existence by spiritual solutions. Making material adjustments to material problems only creates more material problems. And even if you create externally a perfect facility or a perfect situation, even if you have a nice house, you have a nice car, you have a big bank account, you have many friends who worship you, you still have to deal with your uncontrolled mind. You still have to deal with your dirty heart and the unlimited desires that come. Puryamanam achala pratishtam samudramapa pravashanti yadvat tadvat kamayam pravashanti sarvesa shantim apnoti nakama kami. Only a person who restrains his senses, who regulates his senses, can be peaceful despite all the desires that enter like rivers into the ocean. The ocean is not disturbed by the incessant flow of the rivers. And a person who has control of his senses will not be disturbed by the incessant desires that come automatically just because you have the body. Vishaya vinivartante niraharasya dehina. For those who have a body, the objects of the senses are very powerful. The tongue, the belly, the genital, they're mad for gratification. Nunam pramata kurute vikarma yad indriya pritaya pranavati. Pramata means mad and indriya means senses. Nasadu manye yata atmano yamasanapi klesha daasa deha. Such a person who is under the control of the senses and the mind, he's constantly disturbed, he's not sadhu or peaceful, and there's so many kleshas, so many miseries. Klesha dikataraste-sham, avyakta-sakta-cetasam. So many miseries in this world. Just look around you. You've got to be really stupid, or you've really got to want to be in the illusion of happiness in the material world to ignore the suffering of others all around us. Now, we've been given a chance somehow or other. Why us, out of all the 6.5 billion people in the world, why us? Why have we been exposed to such liberating philosophy? Why have we been given a path? Why have we been given a technique by which we can take charge of our lives, by which we can chart our course and become the master of our fate, the captain of our destiny? Why? Causeless mercy. Whatever the reason is, never look a gift horse in the mouth. Do you understand that expression? carpe diem, seize the day. And that means to follow the process as it is. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is. It's not Bhagavad Gita as any group of people want to interpret it. Krishna did not leave anything obscure that had to be interpreted, and Prabhupada also made everything very clear. He gave us all that we need to know to progress step by step in our lives and become Krishna conscious in this one lifetime. Rasavajam rasopyasya param drishtva nivartate. Only by getting un gusto superior can we hope to get free from our attachment. And that higher taste comes from the mercy of Krishna's pure devotee. We can't make it in a factory. Einstein said that one kind of madness is to think that if you continue going on doing things in the same way that you've always done them, that you'll get a different result. You'll get the same results you've always got. So there's a need for some kind of change in our lives. And that change is regulation. Tasmat tvam indriyani adau niyamya bharatashabha. In the very beginning, adau, one should practice niyam or sadhana, rules, regulations. Arjuna, 5,000 years ago, as emperor of the whole planet, tells Krishna, Chanchala himana Krishna pramati balavadridam tasyaham nigraham manye vayoriva suduskaram. Trying to understand who was Arjuna. He was a powerful person. He was so expert that he used to practice archery at night in the dark. He was so regulated and so trained that when they were in the forest, he went to receive weapons from Indra and Shiva. He went to Mandara mountain, hill, and he existed for months on leaves and some berries. Then he stopped that. He existed on air. He was standing on his toes with his arms in the air for months together. And then he tells Krishna that it would be easier for me to catch the wind than to control my mind. Does that say anything to anyone here? Anybody here have trouble controlling the mind? Okay, anybody here not have trouble controlling the mind? So, Krishna didn't tell him that you shouldn't practice regulation. He didn't say, okay, Arjuna, you're right, it's not possible. Okay, let's lower the standard. He said, abhyasena tu kaunteya, vairagyena cha griyate. Live a simple life and practice throughout your life. You will achieve success. So we cannot compromise if we want the real thing. If you want some cheap imitation, if you want glass jewelry, you won't have to pay much. But it is just that. It is cheap imitation. People say, oh, I am practicing meditation. But it is not meditation. It is imitation. So, it may be a little bit hard. Yat tad agre vishamiva. In the beginning. Pariname mirtopamam. But when you become experienced and regular, it becomes nectar. And you can face any number of difficulties with a controlled mind. If you can conquer yourself, you can conquer the universe. Therefore, Krishna, so much emphasis is there. Yukta hara viharasya, yukta chestasya karmasu, yukta svapna vabodasya, yoga bhavati dukaha. By regulation, Arjuna, you can achieve perfection. So we can grihe tako, vane tako, sada hari bole tako. We can live in the city, or we can live in the country, but we have to follow the process that Prabhupada gave us. There's not one person after Srila Prabhupada that I can honestly say I have 100% faith in his transcendentalism. Mama Maya Duratyaya. Krishna's illusory energy is very powerful. So if someone is not following Prabhupada's instructions carefully, they are going to fall down sooner or later, grossly or subtly. Therefore, we have to stick to the straight and narrow path and be happy with that. There's happiness in the mode of ignorance. When we were, some of you, myself, when we were hippies, we used to think everybody in the world was crazy, stupid. They didn't know about liberated life. Take drugs, have sex freely, be happy. We were happy. Yes, we were happy in the mode of ignorance. And eventually, no matter how hippie you are, you won't be happy because the body will die and then you'll become a worm and become a tree in the forest and you can go naked all your life. Then there's happiness in the mode of passion. Get more and more and more and more and more. It's great. I'm in charge. I'm in control. Prabhupada used to get very upset when devotees would do like this. You've seen people sitting at their desk and they're shaking their legs, you know. They've got a lot to do, telephones. That shaking leg is the telltale. It is, you can, from this, you know, their mind is moving at a mile a minute. Unlimited desires, unlimited plans. They're happy. And they'll come back to the material world again and again and again in the mode of passion. Urdvam gacchanti sattvasta. But there is happiness in the mode of goodness by which one is elevated. Happiness from living a simple life. What is a simple life? Raghunath Das Goswami. He is our model of renunciation. We can never equal his austerities. But at least we can understand that we should try as much as possible to approach his standard. We, from wherever we are, we should be trying to make our life simple. The important things here are trying your best and what is your direction? Are you trying your best to become the wealthiest devotee with the biggest house and the most facility for Krishna sense gratification? Or are we trying to let go of our material attachments gradually, and especially as we get older, prepare for total renunciation. At the time of death, you can't take any of it with you. I'm flying from London to Slovenia, and the airline only allows 15 kilos of luggage. But Yamaraj doesn't even allow 15 kilos. You have to give it all up. So we're preparing. This whole life is a life of preparation. Do we want quality or we want cheap imitation? If we want quality, then we have to be prepared to pay the price. We may get installment plan, but ultimately you have to pay. And if you take installment plan, there may be interest. There's a story that after Ramchandra had killed Ravana, and Ravana was dying, so Ravana was a Brahmana, highly learned, although he was a demon. So Ramchandra sent Lakshman to get advice from a dying Brahmana. So Ravana said, amongst other things, that I was trying to build a staircase to heaven, but I didn't complete it. I thought later on, some auspicious day, let me postpone it. But the inauspicious thing of stealing Sita, I did it immediately without thinking. So my advice to you is that if there is an inauspicious thing, then postpone it. But if it is auspicious, shubhasya shigram, do it immediately. How many of you have heard of George Harrison? Okay. How many of you know what he was famous for saying, apart from my sweet Lord? What did he always say about life? No? You were there when I... He always said that everything else can wait, but spiritual life cannot wait. So all of us are individuals. We are coming together for the purpose of encouraging one another in spiritual life. But at the time of death, it is simply you and Krishna. So you have to make your determination, your conviction, your contract to surrender to Krishna. By following the path that Srila Prabhupada has given us, regardless if anybody else follows or not, we're not here for popularity contests. We want to get out of this material world now. It's getting worse day by day, and you're getting older day by day, and you're going to start experiencing rheumatism, varicose veins, hair falling out. You're going to lose your hearing. You're going to lose your eyesight. You're going to get wrinkles all over your face. Doesn't get better. So now, while you're in a sound condition of mind, let the swan of your mind dive deep into the lotus stems of devotional service, King Kulashekar. Krishna Tvadiya Padapankaja. So, if I've got anything to tell you, it is this thing. Follow Prabhupada and don't get deviated by any bogus rascals. There are many varieties, owls, bowls, nagaris, all kinds of sahajiyas and apasampradayas. They're all Kali Chelas, Tilak Nake, Gantai Mala. They look just like devotees, but they're simply interested in sense gratification. And it'll take them a long, long time to become Krishna conscious. They will become. They'll have to come back to this point anyway. Supposing you're walking down a path and you come to a river that crosses the path. So you go back from the river, you walk this way a little bit, that way a little bit, waste your time. Finally, you realize that none of the paths that you're following are getting you where you need to go. You just have to come back and cross over the river. You get wet, a little austerity, but you go through it. You have to do it anyway. Best thing is you do it now, because only one generation from Prabhupada. Maybe you didn't meet Prabhupada, but you're meeting devotees whose lives were highly affected by his association. So, again, please follow Srila Prabhupada. And I guarantee you will be successful. Just be patient. Utsahan nischaya dharyat. Are there any questions or comments? Very important. Kunti Devi said, let the suffering come more and more, because the suffering makes me remember Krishna. But also, that's all there is in this world. But if someone thinks that all the suffering is actually enjoyment, they're still in illusion. If a diseased person thinks, oh, I'm healthy, then they're not going to go to a doctor, and gradually the toxins will build up in their body. And finally, when the disease is discovered, it will be irreversible. So, better open your eyes. Om Agyana Timirandasya. Keep trying. Krishna helps those who help themselves. Prabhupada gave us a very reasonable standard to follow. If this is the standard, and devotees can only come to here, so we think, okay, we'll lower the standard. But then devotees will only come to here. Okay, let's lower it again. And pretty soon we'll be hippies again. Keep it here. Even if you are here, at least try to go up as much as you can. Better to die trying than to give up easily. Even if you don't achieve technically success, but your trying heart will attract Radharani. Love is not about achieving perfection in every little detail of the relationship. In this world, there's no relationship that is completely perfect in every detail. But people try to please each other, and when there's some mistake, they forgive, and that increases the love. So, the gopis are always fighting with one another to serve Krishna. There's Radharani's camp, and there's Chandravali's camp. Chandravali, yeah. So, they're always competing with one another and trying to see if there's any fault in the other's service, because they want to please Krishna. And Krishna simply sees that they love me so much. Radharani completely attracts Krishna by her mood. Krishna thinks, how can this woman love me so much? What is it about me that makes me so attractive to her? So it's just your strong desire, your strong effort to serve Krishna with all you have to the best of your ability. If you can't follow the standard nicely, you should feel very sorry, and you can't live in the ashram, you should feel very sorry and keep trying. But this standard that Prabhupada has given us is for human beings. On the next week, I'm going to be teaching a course, 2-day seminar, along with Bhakti Tirtha Swami, to about 40 or 50 devotees who are professionals in different fields. So I always start my seminar by saying that these principles which we are teaching you are not designed to make you a great devotee. Before you can become a devotee, you first of all have to become a human being. So this course will help you to become a human being. And I'm speaking to people who have 2 legs and 2 arms and a head and mouth. But that doesn't make us human beings. So the principles of no illicit sex, only sattvic intoxication, not drinking the blood of poor animals. These are principles for human beings. So if we can't follow these simple principles, we should feel very sorry for ourselves. It's not that hard. And once you get used to it, it brings a lot of peace and satisfaction. And if someone you know can't follow it, then if you're their friend, you should preach to them. In the letters of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur to the members of the Math, he explains that those who are successful in their practices, they should preach to those who fall down. Not that just in the name of friendship you let them float away into space. Prabhupada said, if you see ignorance and don't try to do something about it, then you will become